Are the walls closing in? CJ Papa, Fox News. The Department of Justice could soon slap an indictment on the president's son. Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
Hunter Biden is expected to be indicted on a federal gun charge by the end of the month. Now, that is what special counsel David Weiss's team told a U.S. district judge yesterday, although the exact charges there are unclear. All of this comes a month after the first son's plea deal fell apart. This deal would have protected Hunter from serving jail time for allegedly lying about his sobriety on a federal form when buying a gun back in 2018, and that charge could land him 10 years behind bars. At the same time, House Republicans are demanding Hunter's legal team turn over all records of communications with the Justice Department related to that collapsed plea deal.
And the Republican-led House warning Hunter Biden and his legal team could be called to testify before Congress if they do not provide those documents. So far, President Biden tests negative for COVID-19 since the First Lady tested positive earlier this week, and at the moment, he will be able to travel later today to a key international get-together.
President Biden hoping to make the G20 summit more than just a photo op. Biden will spend 3 days in India at the annual meeting of the world's 20 largest economies. Biden wants Congress to spend over $3 billion in new financing for the World Bank to bring so-called Bidenomics to the world, which includes new infrastructure and climate change projects. 2.3 billion people, nearly a third of the world, still cooks meals over open fires and basic stoves. Biden also wants Congress to spend more than $21 billion to support Ukraine.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting. The Biden administration cancels the remaining 7 oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge.
We've got now 2.5 years of a relentless war waged by the Biden administration on oil and gas production in the United States.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz on Fox's Kudlow. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Hurricane Lee ripping through open waters of the Atlantic at this hour, but forecasters are warning it could become the first Category 5 storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. So where's it heading?
It's looking like it'll curve out to sea, but the forecast models that far in advance, a week in advance, are just too uncertain.
Fox Weather's Kelly Costa. A proposed deal for the 9/11 attack plotters receives the thumbs down. Fox's Jack Callahan has more.
Just days before the 22nd anniversary of the attacks, President Biden has rejected as inappropriate a proposed plea agreement that would have allowed Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and 4 other men charged with planning the attacks to avoid the death penalty in exchange for pleading guilty. The New York Times reports the defendants wanted conditions, including that they not serve their time in solitary confinement and that they be allowed to eat and pray together. The proposed plea deal was sharply criticized by relatives of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the attacks. In Washington, Jack Callahan, Fox News.
The NFL season kicks off tonight. The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Detroit Lions, while Uber expands its partnership with the NFL.
The 4-year deal will transport football fans and will also include Uber Eats service at games. At SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, fans can order from the Uber Eats app, skip the concessions line, and pick it up from a designated location near their seats. Uber is now the official on-demand delivery partner and official rideshare partner of the NFL. The ride and delivery service is also promising special deals and promotions, including for fans who enjoy games at home.
That's Fox's Jeannie Casola. We're receiving the latest news on unemployment. The tight labor market isn't showing any signs of improvement. In the latest reading, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits dropped last week by 13,000 to 216,000. I'm CJ Papa, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. A man facing charges and follows an Urbana shooting. Police say a man shot Monday in the 2000 block of Vauder. Police learned that another man identified as Anthony Wilkins had also been shot in the incident, which stemmed from an argument between several people. Champaign-Urbana area celebrating a milestone, new record-breaking travel and tourism numbers. That data released and shows 28% increase in spending in Champaign County last year. Travel and tourism supporting over 4,900 jobs. It brought in over 17 million through visitor spending. More flight operations could be coming to Decatur's airport. Two companies are proposing to be added to the flight schedule. Southern Airways Express would offer weekly trips to and from Chicago and to St. Louis. Contour Airlines proposing flights to Chicago as well. Decatur's airport director says the park board first needs to look over the proposals before people get too excited. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
So, Greg, coming up, we got a new show called Smoke with Tim Onstott, our guy that we ate the food at the tailgate on Saturday. He had the brisket.
Man, that was outstanding stuff. That was good food. Good BBQ.
Today we're going to pick his brain on ribs, and he's got an actual fishing tool. On the back of ribs, are you aware there's kind of a film you need to take off of it?
Okay.
I've heard of that. I necessarily don't, so maybe we'll learn why.
Well, Scott Seavers told me to use a butter knife, and you can peel the back off easier with a butter knife, but he's got a fishing tool that will help you zip, take the backs off of those ribs, which you need to do. And so he's coming up. We're going to talk about that. Was good food.
I love those secrets. And we need to talk with Donna, his wife, about that coleslaw.
What's up with that?
That coleslaw. That's a number 10 on 10.
Yeah, that was pretty good eating, man. I'm kind of hungry talking about it.
Yep, me too.
You guys didn't eat for another day, probably. That was crazy.
We made two rounds there. There was no supper time needed at all that Saturday evening.
It's meteorologist Greg Solway with a look at our weather forecast. He's the best. What do you got out there, buddy?
Well, we got a little more of a fall look and feel out there, especially some of the cloud cover this morning. No semblance of any full-fledged shift into a fall weather pattern. We'll go for about a week to 10 days like this and then try to build a little more late summertime warmth back into the picture. Tropics are very busy on the Atlantic Basin. Boy, there's going to be Lee that ramps up into a major hurricane in the open waters of the Atlantic. We think with pretty good confidence the southeast's okay, most of the mid-Atlantic's okay, and may actually be parts of coastal New England and northward from there that could get into some issues mid to late next week out there. Around here, radar's got some of the overnight sprinkles doing just that around Logansport and Kokomo off to our north and east. Out the door this morning, 67 now, Willard in Savoy, 66 at Danville, 65 at Rantoul, same at Bloomington Normal. Fair amount of cloudiness, a little peekaboo of sun for the day today, and maybe a sprinkle or even a little mist patch around here for the early to mid-morning and a sprinkle this afternoon. 73 the expected high. We should be about 80 this time of the year, but it'll be a nice respite from the recent heat around here. The northwest wind at 10 to 18, a little bit on the gusty side. A sprinkle this evening, partly cloudy in the overnight, cooler down at 57, partly sunny for the day tomorrow, pleasant weather at 75. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s here. Gorgeous late summertime weather for Saturday and Sunday. The heat is over with in Kansas as well, over at Lawrence for Illini football as well, if you're going to be inclined to head out there. We may get into some rain, some shower activity late Monday, Tuesday, and they'll get into that out of Kansas as well at some point late in the weekend, early next week, with the high temperature here in East Central Illinois close to 80 on Monday, 73 on Tuesday, back into some extended dry weather and highs in the low to mid 70s next Wednesday and Thursday.
So is it going to be Kansas weather Friday night? What are you seeing in Lawrence on Friday night for the game?
Friday night would be a quiet, fair sky, a bit of a northeast wind, and temperatures that'll be probably topping out during the day out there into the low, maybe mid-80s, I would think. Kickoff time probably somewhere between about 75 and 79 and slide from there. And a much drier air mass as well. Boy, that's about the coolest they've seen the summertime season out there in Kansas. But dry still as a bone in many to most locales there.
Okay. Thank you, partner. We appreciate Greg Sawyer, a meteorologist. It's 10 after. Brett Bielma asked yesterday about, what about 11 o'clock kickoffs and Friday night games and Thursday, whatever the... Were you worried about that?
I used to get a lot more wrapped up in 11 o'clock, 2 o'clock, night game, Friday, Thursday, Saturday. What I've learned, our kids, because I think of the morning practices, they learn to adjust and practice to anything. you know, I know they had that game last week originally scheduled for a Thursday game. We made them move that to Friday. So they had one more day on us prep-wise. But I think our guys, you know, we really didn't lose a day. We took Monday out of the equation, so we've had the exact same number of prep days.
All right, so you know, scheduling the easy teams and doing all this, and how do you look at an opponent?
You know, I think the greatest thing in college football with the opening of the transfer portal and the way the world's wired now, every game is an opportunity to win or lose. And I said this before the year started, we have 12 games on our schedule that we have a chance to win. We have 12 games that we have a chance to lose, right? And what we do that week depends on that preparation, and what we do on that Saturday is a large part of what happens on that day. So I get the question, I appreciate it, but it really has no factor in the way we think. I think the outside world looking in. What is unique to this schedule, if you want a big picture schedule, there are several games this year that are rematch games that really aren't rematches just because there's new staff. You know, when we go to Purdue, when Nebraska comes here on a Friday night, when we play Wisconsin, those are all new, really, preparations. So the carryover from last year to this year is really at a minimum. And we have a lot of that up front. Our first four games are obviously new opponents. We haven't played Penn State 2 years ago, but the first four games are all new opponents. And then really in game five against Purdue, it's a new opponent as well. So some of the themes and models we used last year, the big rematch scenario, right, which was a big part of what we do, you can't really use that this year.
I mean, you got it, just what I said. You're going to open – there's no program anymore, is there?
Right.
So you're going to say, who's that?
Yeah.
And then basketball, you're going to say, well, who's that?
Right.
it's going to be the same like every year. You're going to have, you know, Brett said he had 40 guys that had never been around. Mm-hmm. 40 new guys. You got, you know, junior college guys, transfer guys. I mean, you sort it out, and then the guys that you see more of, you get to know a little bit.
Right.
Luke Altmyer.
Name tags on everybody all the time.
Yeah, fluorescent all the way around campus. I'm sorry, what's your name? And you're from Mississippi? Exactly. How many S's are in Mississippi? So Luke Altmyer is our quarterback and very promising looking, and he's going to be on every Monday with Lonte and Derek Piper. Right after the Jay Layman Hour, Jay's on from 3 to 4, and then 4 to 5 is 4 to 4:30 or whatever it is, Luke Altmyer, the quarterback. And very well-spoken and just thoughtful and seems like a super dude. So,
well, and when he's under a tight spot, he turns around and looks at Coach, points at him, and winks, I got you.
Yeah, that's what he did the other night anyway. So
I mean, that's like a Tom Cruise Maverick Top Gun type move. I love that kind of confidence.
Well, and he's a very humble guy, too. He's just says, I'm very blessed to be here and happy to be here. He said, I'd never been to an Illinois game, and it was exciting. So pretty neat. And I guess the Penn State tickets are being gobbled up.
Yeah.
Can we have 50,000 at that game?
I had a couple of tickets. I want to make sure I get in on that, Stevie.
I'm sorry, Diane. The tickets are gone.
No!
We'll have tickets to Penn State giveaway next week. Now, what would really be fun is if we pull off an upset, because we're underdogs. If we pull off the upset, beat to Kansas, Penn State's going to be 50,000 people.
Yeah. Because we had 49 for our opener against Toledo.
No, and it was part
Wasn't it cool when they came out and there was some fireworks on the field, and they had the smoke and the Jumbotron. I mean, I thought it was really cool.
No, it was. Very, very, very neat and neat to see. And I thought all those hours the Marching Illini prepared, they worked all day long for weeks and weeks.
And the heat and everything else.
And they had 7 minutes because they had the Toledo band in town. They got 7 minutes. They did like one
Toledo band guy. Come on.
That was their road trip.
Okay.
And wouldn't you want to come to Illinois?
Would
you use this or Muncie, Indiana? Want to go to Ball State?
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to Illinois.
Exactly. That's all right. The show.
ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines 8:14.
St. Louis Cardinals over Atlanta. That final was 11-6. It's a 6:20 start here on ESPN 93.5. And Adam Wainwright will be on the mound.
I am nervous.
Don't grimace.
I'm nervous. I don't know if he can get anybody out in Atlanta.
Need 200 wins. What are we, two away?
We're 198.
Ugh.
And you got Max Fried, who's a really good lefty. And Cardinals are going crazy on Atlanta, the best team. I have no way to understand why.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. The Cardinals have been hot, hot, hot in Hotlanta. Last night scored double figures again. They had 14 hits, winning 11-6. And two games in a row, Ricky, the Cardinals have hit four home runs in the game.
Yeah, so many good things happen. I don't know where to start, but let's start with Mason Wynn, who gets his first big league home run. Congratulations to him, but it was a home run late by Nolan Gorman, who hit a home run with two strikes against a left-hander that gave the Cardinals some breathing room and sealed the victory for Dakota Hudson, who picked up win number six.
Paul Goldschmidt and Wilson Contreras also hit home runs, and the Cardinals got two big innings out of Drew Verhagen after his rough outing against Pittsburgh Saturday.
Very good bounce-back outing for Drew, who did not get any hard contact against him. Well done.
It's a very emotional night coming up for the Cardinals and Adam Wainwright, who started out in the Atlanta organization. He'll pitch for the final time in Atlanta against a tough lefty, Max Fried. We're on the air at 5:25. Ricky will go over the lineups at 6:10.
I'm just saying that if you go by absolute common sense, you'd say this is not going to be pretty, because this is a different... There are seven Atlanta Braves hitters that have all hit over 20 home runs. This is a monster team that could easily win the World Series. They're just exceptional. I don't know how the Cardinals are beating them, well, they're scoring 10, 11 runs.
Right.
But they get up there and home run. Next guy, home run. Okay, that's two. They're just really good. And Adam, right now, his fastball's 85.
Okay.
So by all conventional wisdom says Adam's not going to last two innings. But that baseball isn't conventional.
You're right.
So I'm really...
And the team has some momentum, and they want this to happen before the season ends.
They've been trying to pitch him against Oakland and Kansas
right.
City, and he couldn't do it. He couldn't get him out. How can he? Here's hoping.
Yep.
I'm hoping he right. pitches great.
All right, Cubs over San Francisco. That final was 8-2. Cody Bellinger, we need to sign that guy.
Here's a drive to right off the bat of Bellinger. It's got a chance. Gone.
I'm telling you, a guy has been good
yeah,
for the Cubs.
Absolutely.
Cody Bellinger. Man.
And so now we've got a game against Arizona with a 6:40 start over on US 105.9. A game and a half from the Central leading Milwaukee Brewers. I'll be up in Milwaukee for my daughter's birthday this weekend. Gabby's hosting. It'll
awesome.
Be a fun time.
Yeah.
Chicago White Sox over Kansas City Royals. That final was 6-4. In volleyball, we'll have Notre Dame in town tonight with a 6 o'clock start. If you want to head over to Huff, Parkland has had 15 straight wins with their taking down Lincolnland College yesterday. Coco Golf, Madison Keys, all moving on to the semifinals. I believe Novak Djokovic is also playing. So fun at the U.S. Open, and great to talk with John Decker, you know, a little while ago.
Yeah, right.
Not to mention tennis and what he's a big fan of, but the NIL conversation was interesting
yeah.
to see what young athletes are getting these days and all the negotiations that go on.
Well, good players at Illinois are well into six figures, and some of them are over $500,000. I know one guy over $500,000.
Mm.
It's good money.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of good, the men's golf team at Parkland is ranked number 2 in the nation.
Wow.
They've been good with Corbin Siebens, their coach, for years now. But if you want to see them play, this Monday they're going to be at Lincolnshire playing 36 holes. Shotgun start at 8 a.m. First time they've hosted an event in a couple of years. Ranked number 2 in the country. If you're interested in seeing some tremendous community college players that could easily go on and play in a Power 5 conference, you might go to Lincolnshire. It's free. You can walk around and see some tremendous golf Monday. 36 holes of really good players, and root for Parkland College because they certainly deserve it. They are
Sounds
really good.
Good. That Youth for Christ golf outing is coming up at Willow Pond in Rantoul. So we're supporting that.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're raising money for that. All right, we'll be right back. We're going to check your weather. Come back and talk to a POW who survived Vietnam. Unbelievable story. Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Havana, and vicinity. A hint of early autumn in the air for the next day or so, with the weather system still meandering its way over the easternmost reaches of the Corn Belt, spinning down some cloudy disks, northerly wind, and temperatures a little more typical and seasonal for this point in early to mid-September. We'll see a bit of a modest recovery on readings over the end part of the weekend into the weekend, too, with the next weather system expected to generate some rainfall early next week across our part of the Corn Belt. A cooler, less humid humid day's worth of weather today. And for the next few, enjoy them while you may. Mostly cloudy skies, though, and a couple of sprinkles around with high to 73 degrees with a northwest wind. A couple of sprinkles around this evening, becoming partly cloudy late. Cooler to low down to 57. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow and 75. Sunshine for the weekend. Fair amount of it. And 76 degree readings on Saturday. 78 on Sunday. A couple of showers and thunderstorms later Monday. Tuesday, high temperatures near 80. Back in the lower 70s next Wednesday. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A fresh reading on the job market suggests it's still not easing. There were fewer people signing up for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims for jobless benefits declined by 13,000 to 216,000. The number is even smaller than expected, down to levels from February and consistent with a healthy job market. Two companies that provide paper packaging are discussing a possible merger. The Wall Street Journal says George's WestRock and Smurfit Kappa, based in Ireland, say a deal could be announced next week. Designer Brands, parent company of the DSW shoe chain, is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. And G3 Apparel, Calvin Klein and Tommy Hilfiger's parent company, also reported better-than-expected earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
I'm Dana Perino, and this is Perino on Politics.
Dana Perino, co-host of The Five and co-anchor of America's Newsroom, returns to Fox News Audio with a brand new podcast, Perino on Politics. Listeners of Everything Will Be Okay will be thrilled by the return of a familiar voice, but with a fresh spin as Dana guides audiences through the 2024 election cycle. Make sure you subscribe to this series wherever you download podcasts and leave a rating and review.
Might want to come to this on Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. An evening with Captain Dave Carey, retired U.S. Navy pilot, POW survivor, coming to Monticello Community Building, sponsored by Crossroads Church of Monticello. The doors will open at 5, presentation at 5:30. It's Captain Dave Carey. Sir, thank you for your service to your country and what you're doing, sharing your story. We really appreciate you coming in, Dave.
Well, thank you very much, Steve. I'm delighted to be with you all this morning.
Let's go back to 1967. You're flying your plane. You get hit. Do you remember the thought process of that?
I remember the whole thing very clearly. It's like slow motion in my mind, but to tell you the truth, I'm not sure I was doing much thinking. The missile took the tail off my airplane. The airplane was upside down, spinning. It was just shaking so bad nothing would focus, and I couldn't even see the instrument panel, but I did get a glimpse of my altimeter as I went through 4,000 feet, and I ejected from the airplane, had a parachute, landed in the middle of a small North Vietnamese village just inland from the port city of Haiphong.
And then what happened?
Well, nobody was there. I don't know where they were. They went for air raid, so I got rid of my helmet, my parachute, and I ducked out between the hooches and started running out across the rice paddy. And I got to about the middle of the rice paddy, and I could see the rest of the airplanes flying away. And when I looked back to the village that I had come from, I jokingly tell people there were about a million North Vietnamese on the levee there, probably not a million, maybe 800,000.
Wow.
At any rate, they came out across that rice paddy and captured me so fast it'd make your head swim.
Where were you kept for 5.5 years, Captain?
I was predominantly kept in and around the Hanoi area. They had a big prison downtown, Hoa Lo, which we lovingly referred to as the Hanoi Hilton. Actually, all the prisons we referred to as kind of a collective Hanoi Hilton. But they also had several strip malls that they had turned into prisons. And so they moved us around every now and then. I think they thought they were keeping us all mixed up, but really, in truth, what they were doing was cross-training us. But almost all my time was in and around Hanoi.
How were you treated?
that's a general question, how we were treated. If I were to describe, I'm trying to decide how to answer that because it varied. So for the most part, if you picture my five and a half years, it was a whole lot of time locked up. It was like the definition of flying that says that flying is hours and hours of boredom interspersed by moments of sheer terror.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what my prison experience in Hanoi was like. Yes, I was interrogated numerous times. I was beaten several times. I was tortured a couple of times. But in the main, aside from those few times, we were just locked up 24/7.
Talk to me about your faith and how that sustained you.
Well, I mentioned that I was tortured a few times. When I first arrived in Hanoi, they began to interrogate me. The interrogations led to beatings. The beatings led to torture. Until finally we got to the point where I hurt so bad. The pain was so great that I knew if this kept up, I was going to go crazy. And I didn't want to go crazy because even as a junior officer, I had my own share of, little bitty share of military secrets. And I thought if I'm crazy, there's no telling what I'll stay here. So what I decided to do, I would do is hold out until the last possible second and start lying. And that's what happened. We got to the last possible second. I was so desperate. I lied, 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 lied. Finally, they got done with me and they left. I don't know how to describe the pain to you. I couldn't get up off the floor. My arms didn't work anymore. I ate by wiggling on my stomach and sticking my face in a bowl of rice. The pain was incredible, but worse than the pain was in my mind. It's the only time that I've ever been like this in my life where I couldn't pick a subject and think about it. My head was out of control. Think about crazy stuff like the dog I had when I was a kid or the first car I bought. Into my mind came the first line of the 23rd Psalm. Now, that line kept coming in. I didn't want to think about that either, by the way, but I discovered kind of by hit or by miss that if I would think about that line, the Lord is my shepherd, I could think about that line. Well, my mama didn't raise any dummies. I started thinking about that line, and from somewhere in the way in the back of my head somewhere, I dredged up the whole 23rd Psalm. And once I had done that, I discovered I had control of my mind back. Now, I don't think that was any accident. I think that there was the Word of God planted in my mind by my parents' faithfulness so that when I would be so desperate, it would be there. Scripture tells us over and over again that God is faithful. Not you, not me. God is faithful. And so that was a very vivid example of God coming to my rescue.
That's a riveting story, Captain. It really, really is. In addition to being in Monticello Sunday evening, you're going to be giving your testimony, I guess, during the Sunday morning regular church service at Crossroads Church of Monticello. That'll be at 9:30. That's 1602 North, 1125 East Monticello. And again, presenting at 5:30, doors will open at 5 o'clock Sunday evening. You have a book, The Ways We Choose is the name of your book, correct?
That's correct. The Ways We Choose. Lessons for Life from a POW's Experience.
Were you drafted? Did you volunteer to join? What happened then?
Well, I was full-on volunteer. I after high school, I attended the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis and graduated from there with a commission, went right into flight training. And after flight training, I was flying off the aircraft carrier Oriskany with a squadron. And we were in the Gulf of Tonkin off of the coast of North Vietnam.
How many flights did you have?
You know, I've never really counted them up. Combat flights over in Vietnam, I probably had in the 80s.
Wow. Wow.
How many flights I had all together, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yeah, but 80 where you know you could be killed, 80, that's a lot of flights where you know you might not come back. And honestly, you're shot down once, correct? So that's amazing. It's all the fire coming at you. Well, listen, great to talk to you, and you know that God had more for you because you're doing it now, and you're lifting people up and giving hope, and that must be very rewarding.
It is very rewarding. You know, if anybody ever told me years ago that I'd be doing this, I'd have thought they were crazy, but people react, and it's a unique story. I try to make ties to people's lives, and indeed, I'm witnessing for my faith as best I can.
Well, obviously doing well. You're traveling all over the country with this, and we appreciate it. People, I'm sure, could buy the book when they see you and maybe get an autograph. But to get to meet you and hear this story, it's I was hanging on every word you gave me, Captain. Mm-hmm. So God bless you. Thank you for your service to America. Thank you for what you're doing now.
Well, thank you very much. It's been my pleasure. I'll look forward to meeting everyone this weekend.
Thank you. An evening with Captain Dave Carey, retired U.S. pilot and POW survivor, presented by Crossroads Church of Monticello. It's a remarkable, remarkable story.
At Monticello Community Building, so that's Sunday evening after 5.
Yeah, incredible. Just, again, riveting is the word that comes to mind. It is 8:31. We've got a smoke show coming up. We're going to talk about ribs. Stand by. Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champaign, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors. At roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
A more immediate peril. As kids head back to school, big cities like New York face an influx of tens of thousands of migrant children. New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams sounding the alarm directly to the president.
This issue will destroy New York City.
New York expecting 21,000 new migrant children as school starts, speaking hundreds of languages. So they'll need translators, school supplies, food, and vaccine shots. President Biden's son Hunter in legal peril after his original plea deal fell apart this summer. Biden now expected to be indicted by the end of the month on a federal gun charge that carries a 10-year penalty. America is listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Well, the suspect in a deadly shooting this past weekend in DeWitt County has died. Authorities say the body of Jose Munoz found Monday in a car near Wind Tower in Macon County, just south of the DeWitt-Macon County line. Munoz deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was accused of shooting John Wesley Anderson. A man faces charges and follows an Urbana shooting. Police say the man shot Monday in the 2000 block of Water. Investigators learned that another man identified as Anthony Wilkins had also been shot in the incident, which stem from an argument between several people. Champaign County man accused of threatening state's attorney Julia Reitz. Glenn Jones of Basotum facing multiple charges, including threatening a public official. Prosecutors say he has a history of mental illness and has been in jail before. Jones made several posts directed at Reitz on Facebook last month. Once again, the investigation is continuing. That's what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather. Freezing snow in Champaign and Panhandle this Saturday, and it's a spell of cooler, less humid, more delightful, and more typical. Early September air building its way across the area. Still some unsettled weather up aloft and to the north and east. We'll keep some cloud cover in position. Sun will emerge for the day tomorrow, and some good-looking weather ahead for the weekend. We'll get into some sense of organized rains over sections of the western and southern Corn Belt. We'll be in the eastern flank of that, scheduled for Monday and Tuesday of next week, while temperatures stay in check for the short term of it all. Cooler, less humid for the day today. Mostly cloudy sky, a couple of sprinkles around, and a high up to about 73 with a northwest wind. Maybe a sprinkle this evening. Skies turn partly cloudy late, cooler, low down to 57. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow, northerly wind, and a high to about 75. We'll bottom out in the 50s again tomorrow night. Weekend forecast, sunshine 76 on Saturday, a Sunday half 78. A couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms here for Monday and Tuesday. High temperatures into the upper 70s. Back to dry time mid next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Dyack and Douglas mini splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. Smoke in Tim's grill. And now, award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott.
I thought you were fantastic Saturday. Your food was delicious. Unbelievable. People raving. Tim, you and Donna put together a great Gail Frerichs tailgate, my friend.
Well, thank you, Stevie. We had a blast. And we did cook some pretty decent food, I think. A little overcooked on the ribs, but it turned out all right.
It was awesome. Mm. Okay, so
good.
I was telling people that you're very, very good at everything. You're really, really, obviously, my opinion, the best at brisket. But ribs is kind of your area. Now, they're pork and they're beef ribs, right? I mean, I don't know the difference. One's a pig, one's a cow, right?
Yep, that's basically the difference.
Okay.
Beef ribs are a lot bigger. They look like dinosaur bones.
I see. And you do mostly pork?
Yeah, we do pork in competition, and most of the events we cook will be pork ribs.
Gotcha. Okay, so I was telling him also about a sneaky new way you figured out how to take the little the back film off of the ribs. First of all, what the heck is that film on the back of the ribs? And
Technically, it's the peritoneum. It's just a lining that's in the abdomen of all animals, and it secretes lubricant so that the organs move around and don't stick to the inside of the body.
Gotcha. All right, so you remove it, but what is the purpose of removing it?
It is tough. It will not cook. It's like having plastic in there once it's cooked.
Gotcha.
Okay. And having a plastic bottom on the ribs. But a few years ago, I was actually in the shower and thinking, because my fingers were sore and blistered from peeling about 28 racks of ribs with the old paper towel method.
Oh.
And it just came to me. My grandmother used to fish off the dock down at Lake Barkley, and she would clean her own catfish. And she had catfish skinners that she would grab a hold of the skin and just pull the skin off. And I thought, that's perfect. So
$5 at your local big box store for a set of catfish skinners, and that just makes that job easier.
You gotta be kidding. We did about they come right off with that thing, huh?
Yeah, you can get a hold of them. It's a wide blade, like a wide blade plier, and it just comes right off.
I'll be darned.
We did 20 racks in under an hour, prepping for Saturday. So
and
those sore fingers.
Right. And do they, what's the effect of having it gone? Do they come, the meat is, what's the, they don't stick together? The ribs come apart? How does that work?
Well, the meat just comes off the bone. And you don't have that hard,
gotcha,
chewy piece of stuff in there.
And so once you take that back off, then what do you do? Do you do anything else? You season it. What do you do before you put your ribs on?
Oh yeah. We season it. A good basic recipe is that you want to do the front and back. I'm not sponsored to get paid by anybody. I'll talk about the products I use,
mm-hmm.
but we use Cimarron Docks and some Smoking Guns Hot on our ribs. That's our basic rib rub.
How do you know how much to put on? I mean, I never know how much seasoning to put
on. That's the taste. That's like salt and pepper.
Okay.
Salt and pepper. That's the taste.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you get it on there. Then what kind of, I can't throw ribs on the grill. This is going to take planning. What's normal? If I have two racks of ribs, how many, does that take hours to do?
Yeah, you want to cook with indirect heat. Basically, you'll want them on the smoker or grill. If you're using a grill, move the coals to one side, put the ribs on the other side.
Oh.
And you want to leave them there. First cook, you know, if you're cooking at 225 to 240, 3 hours roughly. And you just want to cook it to the color you want it. And then get them off and get them wrapped. And put some honey, maple syrup, and a little bit of sauce in that wrap to give it some flavor. And those will go then for a couple of hours. You want to cook them until you get to 204 for a good bite through tender rib. If you want falling off the bone ribs, which in competition are considered overcooked, you'll need to take them up to about 210.
I can't believe that precise 204. He's talking about temperature, people. I'm just going, oh, that's about 550. Yeah, that's good. That's fine. I mean, you're just the precise nature of the way your brain works. That's why you're so good. So where are you guys going this weekend?
Well, Greg Tolia gets the credit for beautiful weather. I got the Outlaw Smoker loaded up, headed to Mount Vernon, Indiana for Smoke on the Ohio, right awesome. Down on the Ohio River.
And there's always good people there competing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got lucky enough to get fourth there last year. I thought it was third, and I checked the scores last night. We got fourth.
Okay.
But it's a good competition. We've been going there for about, I think this is our seventh year.
Well.
And they treat us well.
Smoke on the Ohio River water.
Hey, so tell Donna we love the coleslaw. Yikes, that was awesome.
I will. She worked hard on coming up with that. It's kind of a mix between the old vinegar sauce or vinegar coleslaw and a creamy coleslaw. I think it works well.
No, it does. It was super good. So good.
And you know, and it takes down the kind of the little spice that you got from the brisket going on.
Yeah,
It was just the perfect tailgate meal.
No, you guys got it going on, Tim Onstott. If you ever have any questions for this man, you can text me 217-359-2255. You know, he knows how to grill, man. He knows how to smoke. He knows how to do this. Fun watching you work, man. You guys sweat. You work hard, man.
It's a long day.
Oh, man. You worked, 15-hour day? It was nuts Saturday.
It was about 1:30 before we pulled out Lot 31. Mm-hmm. I started the fire at about 3:30 that morning.
Oh,
it was a long day.
That's dedication.
It's a 22-hour day, man. I can do math. Tim Onstott, keep it going. You the man. We're rooting for you this weekend at Mount Vernon, Indiana. I hope you do your best and win.
Thank you, Stevie. Appreciate it, Diane. We'll
Take
see
care.
You all later.
All right, that's Smoke, Gale Ferrex Trucking, Dedicated Diesel, home of Dixie Chopper, all there on our Smoke Show. He's so good. Catfish Skinner. Who'd have thunk it?
Okay.
I take a butter knife, try and peel it. It's sometimes not fun to do, and generally we're only doing a couple racks.
Right, and him doing competition, yeah. Talking about the blisters on his hands. Yeah. So good insight.
844.
Whether your regular beauty counter has disappeared or you want a beauty refresh, then it's time to visit Merle Norman. Beautiful changes happen every day at Merle Norman. Whether you have a special event coming up or you're just in the mood for something new, you can depend on Merle Norman Cosmetics to satisfy all your beauty needs. From advanced skincare solutions to the latest looks and color, we're locally owned and ready to help you with expert guidance and award-winning products. No wonder we've been the go-to brand for millions of women since 1931. Visit us today at 706 West Market View Drive over by Subway.
Hey, it's Stevie J. I have a Stever offer. This is the crazy program where some radio guy gives out money and you get to spend it. Today, Kramer siding and windows. You need some siding, need some windows, that's easy. What about pergolas or anything in the backyard? Kramer siding and window does a lot. And here's the offer. Are you ready? I'm giving you $1,000 to spend there. That's it. There's no restrictions. You don't have to spend any other amount but $1,000 if that's all you want to spend. But it's $1,000 here. All you have to do is go to GoStever.com or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255. Then you take your $1,000, you get hold of Kramer Siding and Window, they'll give you a quote, you decide what you do with your $1,000. Okay, it's our Stever offer for today, extraordinary and new, $1,000, period. Kramer Siding and Window, GoStever.com, or text in Kramer, C-R-A-M-E-R, to 217-359-2255, and good luck.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc., fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 435120.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products. And complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing, too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
All right, they got the ALS mini walks coming up. There's going to be one at Hessel on Sunday morning at 9, but there's one in Philo at 4 o'clock at Hazen Park. Real easy to find Hazen Park. Got a new kids' playground there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do.
So it's,
That's off McKinley.
Walk to support those with ALS.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening Sunday. And if you are available and interested, you're welcome to join us.
Right. Hessel Park and Champaign across from Jarlings. And that's, you know, between 9 and 11. It steps off at 10. And after 4, everyone will congregate at Hazen Park in Philo. That's Sunday, September 10th. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals beat Atlanta 11-6. They'll start at 6:20 with Adam Wainwright throwing the first pitch from Atlanta. And you'll hear the action here on ESPN 93.5. The Chicago Cubs are in Arizona with a 6:40 start. You'll hear that over on US 105.9. Cubs are a game and a half out of the Central Division with Milwaukee Brewers on top, so they keep inching closer after a sweep with the San Francisco Giants. Yesterday's score was 8-2. Chicago White Sox over the Kansas City Royals. That final was 6-4. White Sox off today. In volleyball, 15 straight wins for our Parkland Cobras, beating Lincolnland yesterday. Illinois volleyball in action against Notre Dame at 6 o'clock tonight from Huff Hall. And from the U.S. Open, their semifinal bound. That's Coco Gauff and Madison Keys, Novak Djokovic. It's going on. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Here's what somebody recently said at Pards in Urbana. I was there just a few minutes, and somebody came up and asked if I needed help. And they were incredible, helping me find the size of boot I needed. And then I bought a second pair, too. Everything was friendly. Everything was excellent. Visit Pards in Urbana, 206 North Maple, between Main and University in Urbana. It's Pards Western Shop since 1968. Or go online and visit Pards.com. Pards.com.
No matter what, it takes a great team to win. And in Fairbury, Aftershock Decals and Design wins consistently. And it's the all-star team that makes it happen. Do you have what it takes to be a part of this winning team? Aftershock Decals and Designs is recruiting. If you are looking to join this all-star team and you have 2 years of experience in either graphics design or wrap installations, we want you. AftershockDD.com/jobs. Aftershock Decals and Design is an equal opportunity employer. That's a wrap. Get noticed.
Well, Patio Play at Houlihan's tonight.
Yeah, and they've got all kinds of drink specials, too. The mojito, I don't know, and their ultimate gin drink. It's just so much fun to catch some music and relax and unwind between 6 and 8 on Thursdays at First and St. Mary. Houlihan's with Patio Play.
Hello again, everyone. That's check weather for Eastern Florida, Champagne, Van, and vicinity. A hint of early autumn in the air for the next day or so, with the weather system still meandering its way over the easternmost reaches of the Corn Belt, spinning down some cloudy disk, northerly wind, and temperatures a little more typical and seasonal for this point in early to mid-September. We'll see a bit of a modest recovery on readings over the end part of the weekend into the weekend, too, with the next weather system expected to generate some rainfall early next week across our part of the Corn Belt. A cooler, less midday's worth of weather today, and for the next few, enjoy them while you may. Mostly cloudy skies, though, and a couple of sprinkles around with high up to 73 degrees with a northwest wind. A couple of sprinkles around this evening, becoming partly cloudy late, cooler to low down to 57. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow and 75. Sunshine for the weekend, fair amount of it, and 76 degree readings on Saturday, 70 on Sunday. A couple of showers and thunderstorms later Monday, Tuesday. High temperatures near 80, back in the lower 70s next Wednesday. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwash or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's SarahChampaign.com.
When you've got an emergency, call Dogtown Heating and Air. Whether it's HVAC repair, plumbing repair, or choosing a new system for your home, Dogtown is here for you. They're an independently owned Lennox dealer, and they offer financing and repair for all makes and models. They also offer a maintenance program to protect and prolong the life of your equipment. Open 24/7 for your needs. Call Dogtown Heating and Air at 217-841-4728. That's 841-4728. Online at dogtownheatingandair.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
All right, it is 8:53. Fighting Illini football team will be taking off from Flight Star later today.
Okay.
They're flying to Lawrence, Kansas. That's not going to be a very far flight. I mean, they're going 500 miles an hour in their charter. So it won't be more than an hour and a half, I wouldn't think. Hour and a half to Lawrence. Anyway, they'll be there and kind of probably walk through and got a pretty long day. Boy, that day, the game day when it's at night and you get there, that's just a long time.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd prefer to wake up and get it done, get the game going. But they got all day to kind of do what they do. And then they always eat 4 hours before they figure it out digestively, I guess.
Right, right. You got to have the energy bursting at the right time and the nutrition to back that up. Boy, it's a science these days.
I just flashed back to a Lou Henson story because maybe they weren't doing the finer 4 hours before digestive strategy.
Uh-huh.
So they went to overtime in New Mexico State. They were playing a basketball game. And his point guard came up to Lou at the end of regulation time and said, "Coach, I've got to go to the bathroom." And coach said, "You've got to be kidding. We lost by 8. So
they've got to get out of the momentum.
Kind of planned all this, and they know how to eat. And
you
got to
go.
I guess so, but lost by 8.
Exactly.
Anyway, in overtime. Anyway, it's Fighting Illini Friday night. I think, you know, again, we have to think about that. Tomorrow there's a football game.
Mm-hmm.
Not used to having a Friday night. We got one more with Nebraska coming in town later in the year, too. So we'll see. And again, we're underdogs by 3.5. I haven't seen if that line has moved. If it goes higher, that means the world's betting on Kansas. And if it goes lower, they're betting on Illinois. Stays the same. Nobody knows. We don't know what quarterback's playing. Apparently, they have two good quarterbacks. They got one really good quarterback. They got hurt last year, but the other guy came in and threw for 30 touchdowns or something. I don't know. They're pretty good.
Well, speaking of quarterbacks, the Chiefs using Patrick Mahomes, of course, against Detroit with a 7:20 start for the NFL season to get out of the gate. But Travis Kelce, his tight end that he usually hits, with a knee injury yesterday in practice.
Questionable is what they say. Mm-hmm. All right, Diane, we'll meet tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Get the weekend going together tomorrow morning between 7 and 9. Thank you for listening. The boys, Lon and Derek, Lon and Kyle this week, this afternoon from 3 to 5. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Thursday.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's for the Bears, $4 Miller Lite drafts in the 22-ounce keeper mugs, and Simply Spiked Lemonade. Patio tailgate for the Bears-Packers game Sunday, September 10th will feature brats, hot dogs, and tenderloins during the cookout from noon till 3 ahead of the 3:25 kickoff with a tailgate trailer, big screen TV for you and your Bears-Packers pals to enjoy. Try to win a Fields jersey or Bears tickets Sunday, September 10th at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Illini fans, with the return of Fighting Illini Athletics this month, now's the perfect time to refresh your Illini wardrobe. Stop by Game Day Spirit, shop some of their great selection of t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, and more. They have new arrivals coming in daily with great brands like Nike, Champion, and Tommy Bahama. You'll be sure to find something you love at Game Day Spirit. Shop with them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campustown, or online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Kelce Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Hey, Class A CDL drivers. Gale Ferrix Trucking wants to invite you to join our team and get a taste of what it's like to work with a team that cares about you, your home time, and your professional growth, as well as your paycheck. This is Operations Manager Donna Onstott inviting you to join us as we continue building the company you would have started if you knew then what you know now. Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. Our drivers are pre-dispatched, make a guaranteed minimum gross pay of $1,200 per week, have paid vacations and benefits, and are home every weekend and sometimes during the week for quality family time. Our openings are limited, so don't miss your opportunity with the top-paying trucking company in the area, Gale Ferrix Trucking. Call 765-793-7131 today. The days are getting longer, and our customers are booking us up with freight. Gale Ferrix Trucking. 765-793-7131 or email timo@gftlog.com.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home.